I made a strange, surprising discovery yesterday. Just went, wasn't really thinking about it, but I happened across a bunch of my dad's stuff that I had stuck up in a cabinet, and I thought I had seen and mentally processed everything of his that there was, but this time I found his he had this little metal can that he put stuff in. It was on the workbench. It was always there. And he put just kind of shit you'd expect, pens and pencils, and he had a one of those tape press things where you press the letters into the tape, and it said X-Acto blades. So I guess that's where he kept his knives or his blades or whatever. And so I was looking through what else was in there, and there was this one scrap of something that I remember seeing. I have no idea what it is. It looks like it's just like a piece of fabric, but it's a very stiff fabric, and it has this, an insignia on it, but the insignia is just kind of trivial. It's like a trademark or something. I don't know what it was. So I threw that out. But there was this little plastic envelope that had some scraps of paper in it, and one of them was a newspaper clipping. It's from when he was a little kid, and he made the local paper because he was on the honor roll, or some sort of academic thing that gets written up in small town newspapers like Kingsport. So he saved that, and he also saved this little book that was called Permanent Record, which I guess is what they called your report.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you.
Which is what, I guess that's your report card or something. It contained all his grades from all the classes that he took in grade school. And it looked like some of them were handwritten in by him. And if I was reading them correctly, his grades were kind of all over the place. It's just, I never would have thought that he would have kept something like that and kept it in a place that was so always within reach. But then I remember that my mother told me she never gave me the full story, but basically she said that his mother called him a dumbass and said he was stupid. And he may not have ever been book smart, but he was no idiot. But it always bothered him. I mean, it would bother any kid if your mother said shit like that to you. So fast forward to the last time I ever saw him, which was in Alexandria, Virginia. And we were getting breakfast at the hotel, restaurant or whatever. And someone sitting nearby was saying that, just talking about how wonderful her kid was, how smart her kid was, and how got straight A's in school, and on. And my dad hears this, and he said, I fucking hate it when parents brag about how smart their kid is. And I said, well, it's better than saying my kid's a fucking idiot. And my dad laughed so fucking hard after I said that, I thought he was going to cough up a lung. And he started crying a little bit, his eyes were watering, and he just would not stop laughing. And I started working it a little bit, and I was like riffing on the joke like a comedian, you know. I was like, oh, my kid is so stupid. And I stopped doing it because he thought he was going to get sick from laughing. And but it reminded me, I came to this conclusion a long time ago, that you don't laugh at something because you're happy. You know, laughter doesn't mean you're happy. You laugh at something because it makes you nervous, or because it touches a nerve, or because it stokes your anxiety or your repressed feelings about something. It's like an open wound. But I think laughter gets associated with happiness because it hijacks the gesture of the smile, which I think is and should be synonymous with happiness, but that's a smile. Laughter looks like a smile, but it's expressing something very guttural, very different.